USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Up to a foot of new snow is likely to have accumulated in parts of New England after a rare spring snow and ice storm passes through the region this week. The storm system spawned heavy rain and tornado threats earlier in the week in the central U.S. As of Thursday morning, there were still roughly 250,000 utility customers without electricity across eight states from Maine to Wisconsin. At least two deaths are confirmed from the storms this week. While America's top 1% have enjoyed a multi-trillion dollar financial windfall even through the pandemic and inflation, one U.S. senator is now championing the concept of a 32-hour work week for everyday working Americans. USA's John Schaefer with more.
The independent senator from Vermont penned an op-ed for CNN highlighting that the wealthiest people in this country have never had it so good. He references a study by the Rand Corporation underscoring that despite the prosperity of the wealthy, the weekly wages of the average American worker have declined when adjusted for inflation.
Another Alabama hospital is planning to stop all IVF treatments by the end of this year. On Wednesday, Mobile Infirmary said it will no longer be able to offer in vitro fertilization services due to litigation concerns surrounding the treatment. This after Alabama's Supreme Court ruling that anyone who destroys frozen embryos can be held liable for wrongful death. Emergency crews still trying to reach hundreds of people in need of rescue after a major earthquake rocked eastern Taiwan. At least a dozen were confirmed dead. On a lighter note, if you forget to grab safety glasses and you can't help but glance toward the sun on Solar Eclipse Day Monday,
what they're doing is they are basically using a magnifying glass to focus the sun's light directly onto their retina.
Dr. Nitin Kumar, an ophthalmologist at Henry Ford Health. This is USA News.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The future of a Texas immigration statute now rests with a federal appeals court in New Orleans. On Wednesday, the three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted both the federal government and Texas legal team the opportunity to either challenge or support Texas SB 4.
Texas doesn't deport anybody. Texas takes them to the port of entry, and the United States then decides what to do.
That's Texas Solicitor General Aaron Nielsen, who assured the judges the law, which grants police agencies the authority to detain illegal immigrants, would not result in racial profiling. Government lawyers disagree. Taxpayers in the home city of the still reigning Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs are overwhelmingly rejecting a measure aimed at providing public money for stadium upgrades. By a 60-40 margin Tuesday, voters in Jackson County, Missouri, turned down the Chiefs and Kansas City Royals bid to attract tax incentives for a baseball stadium rebuild and a football stadium rehab. One Texas woman learning the hard way to return library books in her town. That's because in Navasota, Texas, it's considered a crime not to respond to a library book return summons. Now, mother Kaylee Morgan says she's been faced with an arrest warrant.
So it was a part of our homeschool study. It was a book, I don't even remember the title. It was a book on Vincent van Gogh.
She was confronted with a $570 fine. She's managed to raise the money since then. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.